Rosh Hashanah, Chapter 3, Mishnah 1. Ra'uhu Bezdin v'chol Yisrael. If the court or the Sanhedrin, the high court, all saw the new moon, and v'chol Yisrael, all of the Jewish people or many people saw the new moon, nechkiru ha'edim. Or if they cross-examined the witnesses. However, v'lo hispiku l'omar mekudesh, they did not have enough time during the day, the 30th day, to say the words mekudesh, mekudesh. As we learned earlier, that the court would say sanctified, sanctified, to sanctify the 30th day as Rosh Chodesh and as the first day of the month. Then ad shechashecha, before it got dark, and the law is that you're not allowed to sanctify the new moon at night. So all of these court proceedings to determine when the new month began always needed to be by day. So then harezim over, then they lost that chance to announce that day as the 30th day, as now the first day of the new month. And this month is now what we call a Chodesh Mu'ubar, a month which is full. And so the 30th day remains the 30th day to the previous month, and the 31st day becomes the first day of the following month. And this is a very interesting ruling, because it's telling us that ultimately what determines when the new month begins is the statement by the Sanhedrin, by the court, to say that the day is sanctified. And so even though the reality is that everyone saw the new moon, that is not what determines the new month. The physical reality doesn't determine the new month. It's the announcement by the court. As we learned from a verse or in a previous Mishnah, that it's when Tikru Osam, when the court calls the new month, that's how the holidays are determined. The Mishnah continues, Ra'u Bezdin Belvad, if only the court saw, the members of the court saw the new moon, Yam Dushnayim V'yayidu B'fneim, then two of them should separate from being members of the court for the time being, and during the day, will testify to the rest of the court as witnesses that they saw the new moon. V'yomru Mekudesh Mekudesh, and then the court will say Mekudesh Mekudesh, and they will sanctify the day. Ra'u Shlosha V'hein Bezdin, if there were three of them who saw the new moon, and they are the entirety of the Bezdin, there are only three members of the court with them, and the two of them want to serve as witnesses from the three. So it's not enough for them to testify in front of the one remaining member of the three members of the court who are together, because you need three to be sitting on the court in order to announce that the new month is sanctified. And so Yamdu Hashnayim, two of them should stand up as witnesses, v'yoshivu mechavrayim, and they should sit down from amongst their friends, other members of the court, eitz la'yachid, next to the one who is with them, v'yaidu b'fneim, and then these two will testify in front of their friend who saw it with them, and another two members of the court that are joining him to create a court. V'yomru mekudesh mekudesh, they say that this day is sanctified, and it becomes sanctified. She'en ayachid ne'eman al yidei atzmo. A single judge is not trusted or authorized to announce that a new month begins on his own. He needs at least another two members to join his court, so that there are three judges announcing Mekudesh Mekudesh.